Is that okay? It just has to point up.
Just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience, and generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed iPod like button system, which we haven't included, but so if you all have presentations to do, you can see what where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Then everyone wants to go first.
So I've been looking at the components design, mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet, and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts, and other parts will just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So we have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people and then we print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver, those are standard. And we also need a beeper or a buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating a remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood? Why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know why we want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on the side.
Can I think that Suzanne says something about the material?
Yeah.
Which is quite shocking. I've been searching current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Are fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the kind of trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is, but fashion, we go to fashion, the fashion and electronics. So we want to put the fashion and electronics, we need to go for fruit and vegetables, and also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology is industrial designer, as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative, so maybe again our industrial designers should look into that or find, come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
Okay. Oh, so that fruit and vegetables thing, huh? I actually wasn't aware of the new trends in electronics and.
It's a trend in fashion, in clothing and.
Yeah, but
fabric.
You're not
going to
wear your
room. So okay, let me get this right. Okay. Okay. All right. Anyway. Here we go, conceptual user interface. We're going to try to talk about what kind of, how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We haven't discussed a lot.
Because if we're going to have to, if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel, it seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen with music because you're looking for a specific song, like, you know, that band or whatever.
But, like, if you think about it. You're going to have to switch to, like, DVD and, like, other things like that, aren't you?
Version of it in DVD, that was
one. Okay. All right. Okay.
But the screen can come up on the telly.
Okay. So anyway, so if we're not going to have a screen, so basically it's just going to be a wheel then. And you're just going to, I think you're going to have some kind of a, yeah, like you're gonna have to be able to switch to like a mode where you can, okay, well not choosing that, I guess, but like choose channel control, like if you, because people aren't gonna be able to have like, channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that people seem to be, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels, so I guess that's why I was thinking you may need to have some kind of a screen because, so that people can go around, go back and forth and choose it. Or then again, if you just, I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV, like what channel you're on. You just scroll and you can just get to like 5 or like 12 or.
But I thought Mads actually had one with a wheel and it didn't show up on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
But what if you have satellite, you have 200 channels?
You'll have to like. But you can quickly. You can.
But I think the wheel does like
100. Yeah. Yeah, if you do, so you'll have to, so we basically just kind of need to figure out, like, what kind of, you know, range we need to have on the wheel. And so you're either, you're either doing this motion to, like, control the channels, or, like, once you stop that, you know, you can, like, tap for different, what do you call it? It's different, you know, functions like volume or, like, you can tap just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap or something. And then there's also the concern about, you know, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, you know, switch around, I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer or like something like that.
I mean,
like
with that many options, I think
I would think so too. Like, so I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, you know. Because, but then again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that like is just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of.
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
For the design people.
Yeah, that's the only thing
to
though.
An advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than a regular chip, which is more expensive than that.
Yeah. So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you know, you can, like maybe it'll be that central button then you hit that and then you can, it brings up like the menu on the TV and you can just scroll around like to do the timer, to do the, yeah.
So it would have all these different options.
Yeah.
Changing.
But the remote itself isn't really cluttered up. Hmm? Yeah. Well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but because that just—it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive. But I don't know. And then, so just in, really, all you need is like this little wheel, then, and you can control everything. So.
What if? I mean, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attribute.
Yeah.
And you just have this, and it's like just a long silver thing or whatever. I mean, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power and this thing? Or.
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides. I mean, and the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So, can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it needs to be easy to, somehow it needs to be easy to like manipulate and use your. I mean, how do I'm not really, like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just kind of like that.
Yeah, or your thumb or something, so.
When we had the Wii remote control, it was on the top, I think, and you held it like that.
Yeah, so.
Were there buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well it had the Wii thing and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And we just used the top part.
Yeah, so, but I mean, I think it could be pretty small. Like, I mean, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you have, like, a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like, so you could slide it up if you needed to, like, change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just get?
Like maybe something on the side.
Yeah, but I mean, do you need that if you can get to, you know, if so long as you're able to bring up the menu on the TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. That's
and that keeps it
really.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess we have to look into the. programming, how they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV?
I mean, you can do it.
It
doesn't seem that hard.
It's inside the TV and not inside the remote.
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television, which is
a
little.
They usually are.
I've never bought just a remote, like, so I don't really know, but so but I mean, I've never had a hard time with like my remotes like bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know, and I don't think that should be too hard.
Yeah, most of the ones we've had have had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to like change the contrast or something.
Yeah,
so it just didn't come up every day or something.
Yeah. Well, so do we need, I don't know. Well, I guess we have to, you know, think about. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to bring it up. That's what it does anyway.
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is, like, they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, and I never get it.
Yeah. So, but you mean if we have this screen like the iPod screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because, you know, it is so obnoxious to, like, have to push those, like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you have your little guide out, and you're like, hit this button twice, like, to
technologically innovative.
Yeah,
that
I guess, and it is trendy. The iPods are really hot right now.
Did
so
did you get that picture? Did they provide you with that picture?
Yeah, my web research. Yeah, so.
What are we going to do about this vegetable thing down
dry? Oh, I was going to say. You said people want spongy.
Yeah.
One of the material options is a sort of rubber that's not on like those stress ball things.
Oh, okay, that would
be
cool.
Yeah.
That would be kind of, you know, usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic mouse type, you know, thing. But what if we had, like a spongy sort of like stress ball-y kind of, so you're like.
Yeah, I think it could work.
Or what if we integrated what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables, we somehow made it tactilely, you know, we tapped into that, so like it feels like a vegetable.
It's a small thing. You, instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which you could just have covers, and then your mobile, it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah.
You could do like the computers where they have like the grapefruit apple machine, and they have like the blueberry.
Yeah,
like all the colors are named after fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could name it after fruits and vegetables.
The color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have the green one, you can have.
Yeah.
So
I think.
I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver, because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't have silver vegetables. I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just, the feedback we've just got about?
Maybe a bowl.
A bowl?
No, a squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
That's in the shape of a fruit?
Okay. You can, you're thinking, it's good, you're thinking the opposite. Like, you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard? Would you put a sticker sort of? So I was thinking, you have a cover for the squashy bit, like a.
This is just.
So
that's the squashy bit. Squashy.
Yeah,
bit.
I was thinking of getting a cover for.
But, see, I was thinking
just
this.
Cheaper. Well, I don't know.
I was thinking this bit here would be the cover. and like that's your actual.
Yeah.
And like,
Oh, I
yes,
like
you
that
have
shape.
like you have like cherries and
Yeah.
things around there.
I was thinking sort of a single ball shape.
I was
Yeah.
thinking of this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing.
It's like it has to be,
It's almost like your thumb is farther up, so if you
Yeah,
could squish it lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be very big, you know, like how big, this big, and then you just do that.
What if, yeah, what if the
Yeah.
squishy, oh, so you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you could have like the banana squishy thing, and you could get, you could have your choice, you know.
Well, just the, I can't, like, a cover, but, well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that, and
Yeah.
just see what the cost is for covering that or cover
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
and for now we can do two prototypes, maybe, and then
Yeah.
we'll try and ask users what the best is.
Yeah.
That's nice. I think it's
Yeah.
nice to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think the hand, I think the handheld part is definitely. So you could make that into the fruit and vegetable part.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to your, to the way you hold
Yeah.
it. If it's got sand in it, maybe, or something. It just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
So I guess it would be either in the color of that plastic
Yeah.
piece on the front or in the color of the squishy thing underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is the company color silver.
It was, yeah, silver and yellow, it looks like.
We could promote the banana one. Like.
I mean, that's another question, where are we gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Should also fit the batteries, which you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I think the batteries would have to go right under the plastic
Yeah,
case.
Yeah.
and that would.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that you can snap off.
Yeah, I think, it'd be interesting to have the squishy bit. The part that you, yeah, can change into the different, you know, trendy vegetables and fruits. But,
Well, anyway, you spend so much time, like, switching it with your own personal hand. You get a new one, you have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
Well, it is automatically.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean, because they were made for me. But if someone, components concept, question mark, energy, question mark. Is that you?
Yes.
So what do we know about energy? I mean, we're gonna use batteries, right?
We actually had an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I didn't know what it is. So
oh, dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the end, it's like if something moves,
oh,
when
okay.
it moves,
yeah,
it
the other
stores
one was
energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you could wind it yourself. So I sort of picked battery. You could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or a solar power. But I think solar power is not available in the rubber case anyways.
The dynamo would be interesting.
The fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own.
Oh.
Which is quite cool. So if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy, and you don't need to buy batteries. I don't even know it. But we need to find cost.
Yeah.
Does anyone have costs on the
All it said was it gave sort of relative. Some chips are more expensive than others, sort of things. It didn't give me any actual cost.
Right.
Most of the stuff's pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so I don't think it's that much of a problem. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on credit mean?
For things like remote controls, they stamp out a chip, calculated to, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Okay.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram the remote control, it's like stamped onto the chip.
So chip on pin is just means like that, then
yeah.
There's like and case. I guess
case
it's all you're talking about,
yeah,
case and you know, like syntactic. let's see. Is there anything else we need to talk about? When we move on, you two are going to be playing Play-Doh. And working on the look and feel of design and user interface designs. You're going to be doing product evaluation. Instructions from
a
personal coach.
Okay.
Cool. Does it matter that I end early?
It's strange.
It's early.
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I think about